Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Cap is absent. He's tardy.
Aww.
And he's actually, you know, it's Christmas. He's doing Christmassy things. We can't all have nice,
loving...
Does Cap
do Christmassy things?
Yeah, he does Christmassy things. He's making a Katniss tree.
And I have a Katniss tree. It's awesome.
You have a cat... Katniss,
cat,
Hunger Games.
No, it's not Hunger Games. It's a tower
of cats?
For the cats.
Oh,
they climb on the cat
you
motels,
have little,
and
bottles.
I put lights and bulbs and everything.
I bet,
on it. It's
I bet
awesome.
Patches really appreciates
yeah,
that. Patches is his cat.
Yes.
Awesome. We are back. Sorry for last week.
It's all MG's fault.
It totally is. I didn't plan correctly. I was out of the country on a cruise. I was in the Caribbean.
Excuses.
While it's freezing in Louisiana. When it was last week,
yeah.
It was like 89 degrees in Mexico. So I was enjoying that, having a ton of fun, even though it did rain. It was like, 90 degree rain. I get 90 degrees Fahrenheit rain, not like 90 degree rain, like sleet blowing.
Oh, yeah, it's not like sideways.
Blowing sideways
rain. Oh, no, that's what happens in Louisiana. We call that a hurricane.
I don't know what played last week. Like I said, I wasn't in the country. I think it was an old show that the system randomly picked out of a hat.
Oh, really?
Like one of our old like September shows or something.
Huh.
So if there was a promise that we made in that show that we didn't fulfill this week, I'm sorry.
Like Chase uploading content, Red Bear?
If there was a promise of a Nexus 7
season,
review.
The next season, possibly.
We are sorry. This is a pretty cool show, though. We're going to talk about new YouTube content ID problems, and we're also going to talk about the best and some of the worst games of 2013. Before we do that, Red Bear, what is the website?
That is exppoints.com.
Exppoints.com. Is that two P's?
That's two P's. Double tap. Always double tap.
That's where all of our content is. All of our radio shows minus the audio. Though we are putting the radio shows, the audio for the music. In Spotify playlists or YouTube links. Depending.
And also we have the new
Facebook.
The new Facebook.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to be pushing. We're actually killing. We're orphaning and abandoning and eventually removing the old group.
Going to sacrifice it.
Because a while back,
better good.
When we created the Experience Points group a while back, it wasn't even we. It was just a me. And it was before
it's a
me. It was before Will
MG.
I'm Italian.
It
was before Cap. It was before Red Bear. It was before Will North. It was season
before the show got good.
It was like
words.
Season one. Well, really, it really was. It was season. It was season one and a half of Experience Points. I wanted to kind of be able to put up a schedule. So what did I do? I created a Facebook group. But the problem with Facebook groups, you have to invite everyone to that group. It's
right.
Not just like the page and the page will show up, all your information will show up there. It's you have to approve people to the group. And anyone can approve people, but only I was the one that was approving people. So I want to say there was like 80 or 90 people on the page, on the group. If you haven't already, I've made an event that's like a week-long event in the group. Go ahead and migrate to the page. It's facebook.com/experiencepoints, fully spelled out. I don't know
how did we get that?
We couldn't get EXP points.
But we got experience points?
But we got experience points.
Wow, people.
My only fear is that people don't know how to spell experience.
I don't.
If you go to...
I'm a bear, though. I have excuses.
If you go to exppoints.com, at the very bottom of the page, there's a little Facebook link, a little Facebook like circle icon. Click on that. It'll take you there. Like the page.
Go to Google. Google experience the best you can.
It'll
use this
it.
Autocorrect.
It'll
then go
it.
Back to Facebook.
Search
experience.
Go ahead and check that out because... Everything that we are going to post in the form of game giveaways or updates to the website or, let's plays or did you miss this, did you miss that?
Red Bear's first content upload.
All of those, including Red
it's
Bear's
coming.
Content.
It's coming.
That's
going
to be on that Facebook page.
At this point, I have to make it legendary. Though.
Go ahead. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be really great. Because
there may be explosions.
I feel like what's going to happen is like all the video games we're going to talk about, you're going to have to play all of them and give,
in one night.
Give a bulk review. Before we jump into that, let's go ahead and start by talking about this YouTube
content ID
system. So we all go YouTube, right?
Oh, I YouTube it
like
up.
Like we YouTube.
I got
some
my
of
Nexus
us,
7. I YouTube it up.
Some of us contribute. Some of us just subscribe.
I contribute a little bit. They're boring. I have like a server that goes when I figured out how to program servo motors. That was fun.
You got your little robot race and your line reader.
Yeah, I got my little line follower. If y'all want to check that out, that's youtube.com/MichaelChaseCornett. Can you do that? Is it slash the username?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll go with it. YouTube.com patreon.com/MichaelChaseCourtney.
Or we could just post it.
Or I could just post it later.
The really cool thing about YouTube is that it's sort of revolutionized. And it wasn't the first to do it, but it's the first to do it really well. And the only
That's the key.
And you got Hulu, sure. And you got Crackle, fine. And you got Amazon Video and Vimeo, and you got all these other sort of others. But YouTube's the big one.
And they've done it well.
They've done it with problems.
Like, no one likes interface updates ever.
No, because it breaks all the themes. It breaks everything.
It has its own problems.
You know what? I know a guy, though. He's made hundreds of dollars posting videos that show you how to update your theme to YouTube. It's got millions of hits because people watch it and they're like, oh, those are the new pixel ratios. Let's go ahead and put those in. And it's really a Sambo Ratchet if you want to check them out. YouTube.com/SamboRatchet.
Google owns YouTube.
Yes.
You would think
now.
Yeah, now. Now. Well, this has been
years.
But yeah, you would think Google makes some pretty nice stuff. Where are the people making like the nice interfaces for Android and all? Put that team on it. They'll get it straightened
out. I imagine that it's
Like the redhead stepchild?
No, I think a lot that has to do with that specifically is that when HTC makes a phone, they want their own version of Android. They have their own interface theme
pack
on top of it.
And I hate all that. That's why I buy Nexus devices.
Yeah, Nexus devices is really the way to go. And you know what? I love the interface for Nexus. For Android.
The vanilla Android.
442? 442?
Or KitKat. Just say KitKat.
KitKat. It looks awesome
Man,
to
I
me.
Want KitKats.
It's easy. Anyway, the YouTube problem.
YouTube.
Or the YouTube solution right now is that I don't know. I said it a few times, I'm sure. I've cut the cord a long time ago. I don't have.
I'm glad to hear you cut the cord.
Yeah. I'm not walking around with my mom anymore.
Wow.
No,
that's a big deal.
No, I have a cell phone. I don't have the. Thank you. Slow clap for me. No, I don't subscribe to satellite, and I don't subscribe to Netflix.
Oh, I do subscribe to Netflix. I will talk Netflix $8 a month, Matt.
If
you don't have crappy internet, it's good.
Right, so that's the one reason I don't really have that.
Yeah,
I don't have cable. I don't have Dish or DirecTV
or
satellite.
No, cable and all that, that's stupid. Get that out of here.
I have Plex, and if it's not media that I've digitized, that I legally own, you know, the DVDs and Blu-rays that I've ripped so I don't have to put the discs in, and it's
the best thing ever.
Or I know it's really great. Or Plex that's shared between my friends, so their media is now sort of my media. I could watch it and see it. Crackle, which is a lot of free movies with ads, or Hulu, free Hulu, which is a bunch of movies and videos with ads.
I don't really think paying for Hulu is worth it because you don't really get much more. I'll be honest.
I'll put it this way:
if you're considering between Hulu and Netflix,
Oh yeah, Netflix is the way to go.
Easy.
I feel Netflix is what YouTube is to, you know, in that realm.
So yeah, back to YouTube though, the content IDs. So I didn't know about this till Matt told me before the show. I just know I was on YouTube the other night, you know, on my media center, scrolling around, watching some videos, and I realized a lot of my subscriptions, a lot of videos, I mean like a retarded amount, had gone to private.
Yeah. And
I was like, what's up with that? And then Matt's like, I have an answer for you.
Unfortunately, YouTube employs a system called Content ID that identifies content in videos, whether that video contains actual video snippets, images, or sound, that is copyrighted material. And the whole benefit of this system is that it looks at those pieces of material, says that is copyrighted by ABC or by Time Warner or by some company, and you are trying to monetize that video. You're trying to get money from the ads on that video. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, is this the new system?
This is the existing system.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I've been hit with a couple of things where I put songs in my videos, and they're like, hey, the song is, you know, owned by Nickelback. You can't play it anymore.
Right.
Nickelback likes some money, and then we're just going to mute the audio.
Right. And that's why they
suggest that
YouTube gives you some safe tracks.
By the way, I don't use Nickelback in any of my videos.
Okay, this was just a completely hypothetical example.
Anymore.
Certainly not now.
Audio.
No one uses Nickelback. especially now. So that and it's a legitimate system. It's to prevent people from uploading full videos. There you go. It's all Ricky Martin. Well, it's Christmas Eve.
It's
Christmas Day.
My gosh! I knew I forgot something.
We forgot to do Christmas.
Forgot Christmas.
We've only got a couple more hours. We only have 2 hours after the show. So it's to prevent people from uploading full albums, full copyrighted material like concerts,
which
or
I will
movies.
Give them that is an issue. I mean, like entire TV series will get uploaded.
I've watched movies on YouTube in HD, and I don't know how I was able to do it, but I was able to do it, and I didn't doubt. You know, it's not like I was pirating the video or whatever.
Yeah,
I streamed it from their service.
So I mean, they're trying to cover their butts. I get that. I don't think just like this massive, hey, anything that has any kind of content in it is, you know, banned now.
Right. So this is
– because
this is,
that's like any game review or movie review is going to have a clip.
Right.
I think most publishers are okay with that.
To explain, the reason all your videos are private now, or the videos that you were watching were
blew
private.
My mind. I wasn't watching them because I went to like half my subscriptions are like, oh, private video, private video, private video.
Content ID at some point very recently increased its reach, and it said YouTube partners, which people that actually get a lot of money from AdSense, from Google's monetization program, YouTube partners are getting hit now with it, and it can range from any audio that's playing in a game that, say, a gamer is reviewing to a clip of a trailer, you know, one of the trailer videos that was sort of meant to be sliced and diced for the point of reviews. Those images and those pieces of video are getting hit, and the crazy thing is that the videos go into like a holding pattern. They get flagged for content ID and
marked as private.
And no one can watch them until this claim has been resolved. If there's no claim, the video gets removed.
And again, so, I want to reiterate, there's a lot of videos in my subscriptions that are private
To sort of like put it in perspective, any video that does a walkthrough, any video that does really a let's play, that's a potential content ID
type of video. I watch.
You watch a review, unless it's pure video or pure audio, or it's like a vlog, you know, where you just talk about your experience of something, you don't show anything. Those videos are fine, but anything else.
Oh, God, that's going to be the day of the internet now.
Yeah, I know.
I could talk about this item, but you cannot see it.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately.
Our benefactors are watching.
That is sort of how it has to go for a little bit because Angry Joe.
That's terrible.
A ton of these YouTubers out there really upset about it because they.
I'm upset about it, and I'm not even that YouTuber-y.
I don't think a lot of people realize, and it's sort of becoming a thing. People are starting to know. But these YouTubers, this is their job.
Yeah, like, they make money off of that.
This is their actual.
That's their living.
This is their actual living. They quit their job of 30 to 40 or 50 hours a week to do an 80-hour a week job.
Yeah. By the way, this is a real job, and I've had discussions with people that say, well, people who do YouTube content, that's not a real job.
I'm really angry over it.
Are they making money? Are they happy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They enjoy their jobs.
Yeah. I
enjoy my job.
You know what? I will throw it out there. If you think all a YouTuber does at this job is just be the personality, then you are severely mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, sure. Once you've gotten as good as like Red William Johnson on Equals 3, once you've gotten that big, you have a production team and you've got all these nice equipment and everything. But for the most part, even
our thing, we do. I mean, Matt does a lot.
I mean, I do. I do the editing, but. Yeah. I know how. I would be like the engineer.
Yeah. But I mean, it's still like, you know, we do all the production.
Yeah.
Again, Matt does all the production.
Well, it's not just what you hear is not only what we do. Like, there's a lot of background work attributed to this.
A lot of editing.
And a lot of editing.
If you could only hear what we say.
Sometimes we're not sensory for radio. But, you know, for videos, it's 10 times worse because you have all this dynamic content. You have videos, you know, a good microphone, that's decent.
Yeah.
50, 60 bucks. I need to pick up
a new good one.
50, 60 bucks. I recommend the Blue Snowball.
Or the Yeti.
Yeti's
I was looking at some Audio Technicas, but we'll see.
Those are good. Those are a little expensive, but
I know.
Swimming
in money. Scrooge McDuck.
There you go. You know what? It's really hard to swim through gold. But
it is. Trust me. I have a room full. It's terrible.
There you go.
Worst decision I've ever made.
You can't swim through dollar bills because you get all sweaty and stick to
you.
They're
all covered in crack cocaine anyway.
Oh, wow. If you think all they do is just have a camera given to them and they have the software given to them and they just know how to magically do all the effects and that it doesn't cost any money out of the pocket make money,
you're
insane. You are ignorant. You're stupid.
I'm sorry
if you think that I'm wrong, but you're wrong. I'm sorry if you have a different opinion. Your opinion is wrong.
I would say Matt's being absolutely right here. I mean, these people work their butts off.
They spend the money.
A good camera.
Even a good mainstream camera like the Canon Rebel.
Even a not is great
six,
camera.
It's like $600 for a decent DSLR that will allow you to take 720p and 1080p video.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about.
And we're not even talking about like nice cameras
at
this point.
Right,
like,
and that's not even a tripod, you know?
No. If you want a nice
green screen,
you can run up a couple $1,000.
Right.
Easy.
Right. You have to do microphones. And that's why when you see a lot of these early
videos.
Yeah,
these microphones that we're talking about, they're not cheap.
The microphones we are using right now.
I love the university.
It's $1,000 each, these microphones.
Thank you, Southeastern.
And they're not cheap. They're really good quality. And I
see how good I sound, ladies.
You need to go, not you personally, but anyone that has got a question, go look at the really early Ray William Johnson videos, the Equal 3 videos. Like the first one, go as far back as you can find them. You will find that the only thing that was really quality in that was the personality, if you like Ray William Johnson. The camera quality was scratchy. It was like probably a 640 by 480 it was a really low quality camera.
The old Bo Burnham videos.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
They're terrible.
You look at like the early. I'm gonna go Justin Bieber. You look at Justin Bieber's YouTube video before he was like discovered. I mean,
well, and then you know, on the other side, you have Kanye West, who didn't improve at all.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the was it Bound 2?
I think it's Bound.
If you have not seen Bound by Kanye West, maybe don't watch it around small kids or old women. But you go ahead and you watch that video, and you don't tell me that you don't need talent to be a millionaire. Once you get the money, you have the money. It's like you don't have to worry about it. You could be the worst real estate person in the world. You got Park Place and you got, what's that other one, Boardwalk?
We're playing Monopoly now?
Once you have those two, you don't need to do anything else in the game.
Monopoly, Kanye West edition.
It's
just
really,
trying to be like my boy Kanye.
It's really, really bad.
Yeah, it's
and one of the Kardashians is in it, and she's got some weird anatomy going on. But anyway, what happened is Content ID spread,
flagged all these videos,
and now there's some weird stuff. I published a minicast on it on the website if you want to check it out. But it's so weird that the way you have to kind of go and dispute these claims, you have to file a counterclaim saying, hey, this is just a review. You have to put some – I don't remember what it is, but you have to put like legal terminology in there. Like,
you basically need to be a lawyer at this point.
Sort of. It's fair use though. That's the thing. Like a ton of this stuff is fair use because the point of the copyright claim is almost saying that you are not getting paid and you are not allowed to review this video by the publisher or by the copyright holder, so you can't. And what that means is that –
I'd like to point out that these are not the publishers and the content – creators and the original ones, they're not the ones pushing this.
This is all YouTube.
I don't know. I want to make that very clear though. This is YouTube, Google doing this.
And it's not some people in a room doing it. It's
right,
a robot.
No, yeah.
It's an automated
system. Google
AI
probably that figured out what a cat
was. It's an automated system that is comparing everything in the world, everything else in the world, and saying this is owned by this person or that company. That's what's happening. And a ton of these, like Capcom was one and Deep Silver was another. These production companies, Capcom made Resident Evil and Mega Man and Devil May Cry, and Deep Silver made Saints Row. It's not – they made other things too. But, you know, you've got these production companies and these publishers saying, we don't care. Like, you can make videos of our stuff. Do it.
This is literally free advertising for us.
It is. And that's the thing.
Literally.
I feel like with this YouTube content ID system, in the world that this content ID system will hopefully never, ever create, but in the world that it could make – that means that if you wanted to do a review, you would have to ask the publisher and get permission, which means that if you did a bad review, the publisher could say you cannot upload it, which means you will only get the – what was it? GameSpot? GameSpot did the reviews for money, like a for-profit reviewing
system.
They're
all like 9.5 out of 10. Best game
Duke
ever.
Duke Nukem Forever, yeah.
Loved it.
That's what we're going to see if this keeps going. Not to mention, you've got all of these people out there that quit their jobs. And I'll go to bat for these people. Because this is a voluntary thing that we're doing. We make no money off of experience points. If you want to donate...
Oh, wait. You're not making money off of it?
Oh, well. If you want to donate to experience points, that's fine.
Don't look at the Rolls Royce outside, Matt. I'm sorry. That's not mine, I swear.
A Rolls Royce in Louisiana. Right. You know, we don't make any money off of this.
No, we really don't.
All the games that we give away, we've bought those games. We spend our own money because we believe in what we're talking about and we like it. We really like it. We spend as much time as we can. Well, not writing reviews, at least not you, but
I swear. This is my New Year's resolution. Since New Year's is next month, I will upload content in 2014.
Okay.
Scouts honor.
You've got a whole full 12 months and 1 week.
Yep.
To upload one piece of
one piece.
All right.
All right. Y'all be waiting on that content.
I'll say this. We spend.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Cap included. We spend a considerable amount of time working on this show, working on the whole Experience Points platform, talking about how we're going to do this and doing that, and then whittling it down and doing it.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into making a show.
And we do it weekly.
Yeah. You get to listen to the show for an hour? I guarantee there's probably 6 hours worth?
Per show. Yeah, there's six hours
worth of planning, processing.
You know, we do
editing.
Hangouts and we discuss what we're going to do. If we're going to do a Let's Play, we'll play more or less together at the same time. And
so our point is, not to harp on that, the point is this stuff isn't easy to do.
It isn't easy to do, and we're doing it the easier way.
Yeah. We have the university backing us here.
We've got
with this equipment.
There's other people out there. I know Angry Joe, and you got Boogie, and you got a couple of these YouTubers out there, Freddie Wong, Shirley, and the guys over at Node. They spend 60 to 80 hours a week.
What about Rooster Teeth and
I don't know. I don't know how they're affected. I don't know how
they're
affected.
Their entire show is
I want to say again. Microsoft probably backs them now. Like that's
probably
that at some point or 3
because
4,
if 3. They got shut down, like literally their entire show is Halo.
It's something that they're doing out of the joy of their hearts. Like they're getting paid for it, and that's a bonus to them.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is they're doing something they like to do, and they're getting paid for it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Right.
The quality would suffer. If you didn't get paid enough to stop doing your real job, to make this your real job, to make better content. And if you've ever watched a YouTube video and gone, that's awesome, I'd like to see more of that.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
There's a reason they ask you to do that, by the way.
Right.
This is how they get money.
I watch so little, like, TV content.
Oh, TV.
Because YouTube is my new TV.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And definitely. It's on every device I own.
Literally.
Except the toaster. Except the watch.
It's on your watch yet?
No, it's on my fridge, though.
Wait till 2014.
There you go.
It'll be on
2014,
your watch.
Oculus Rift, YouTube.
I mean, yeah, we can play Duke Nukem on a toaster. So,
I know
not Duke Nukem, Doom.
You play Doom.
I meant Doom. That's what I meant.
You can play Doom on a calculator. And,
yeah, you can play it on a toaster, please.
Yep. We are going to go ahead, and we're going to come back after this. We might talk a little bit about it. But this is The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic. And The Best Christmas by George and Jonathan. Two people that we don't know. But
I don't know George or Jonathan.
No, we know A. I know A George. Yeah, but
so
not,
probably
not,
not these guys.
Not the same ones, no. The ones I know aren't very talented musically.
Aww. No.
Anyway, we're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm still MG.
And I am still Red Bear.
That was The Best Christmas by George and Jonathan. Two people that we know, but we don't know if those are the two
people.
I'm
pretty sure they're not.
And then The Night Santa Went Crazy by Weird Al Yankovic. I really like Weird Al Yankovic.
He's been great for so many years.
His album was the first album I've ever heard like an accordion on. And then I started listening to a lot of ska rock.
Wow.
There was so much
really
accordion.
Really like a musical gateway for you.
I know, right?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Exactly. Before the break, we were talking about the YouTube content ID swipe.
And how I hate it.
How it's affecting a ton of actually really good
but really
content.
Like swipe on Android.
Yeah, swipe. Well, I like the we don't use swipe on the Nexus 7.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, it's you don't use it?
Not the swipe, actual swipe. It's the
built-in swipe.
Well, it's not called swipe.
It's not.
No, it's something else, I believe.
I
swipe.
I think
swipe,
you're wrong.
Swipe is a separate app that you can download.
We
were talking about YouTube though, and how a ton of content's getting hit for content infringement, but that it's not really content infringement. It's sort of a weird, like. I don't know.
You may be infringing, so we're just going to assume
It's like the publishers don't really care, some publishers, because it's not like you're trying to steal the material. It's not like you're trying to make money on just other people's stuff. The personality of the character or whatever, the reviewer, that's what people care about. That's what they're going to watch.
Yeah.
If they wanted to watch,
I like to watch reviews of video games and movies and music and everything.
Yeah, but I feel like whenever I go watch a video of somebody playing a game or a review of someone playing a game, I go to hear their review.
That's right.
I don't go particularly to watch the game just being played. I can go to a friend's house. I can go to GameStop for that. I can go rent the game from a Redbox. So I don't
get mugged.
Well, I don't I'll go to the Dollar General. No one mugs him at the Dollar General.
Note, everyone, go to Dollar General for your Redbox. It's safe there.
There it is. So everyone knows. But anyway, that's hopefully that will be taken care of in the future in 2014.
I'm hoping that
it'll be a big joke.
Google gets the message and they're like, oh, okay, we're sorry.
I don't think Content ID is a bad thing. I think this level of legal issue
that they have to watch themselves on.
Yeah, but this is like oversaturation. I feel like
This is like retarded.
You know, if you
we're supposed to talk about video games, by the way.
If you we are
ranting more about.
We'll shut up and we'll do our best of and worst of. But think about it. What's the worst possible case of someone videotaping themselves playing a game? What are you stealing?
Spoilers.
How are you? Well, potentially, but I mean, I could write
worst
that.
Worst part. Yeah.
I could write about that.
No, that's the absolute, you asked the worst thing. Spoilers. That's the worst possible thing you can
have.
I
mean, when you put a movie online, people are going to see that content and go, well, I know the ending to The Hunger Games. I guess I don't need to go see it. But if you're playing a game or whatever. Snape kills Dumbledore at the end of Catching Fire.
We ruined it for you.
I feel like whenever you play a game, though, you play the game to play the game, not just for the story. Even purely story-driven games like Beyond Two Souls, you are playing the game to get the experience. And watching it
is why I play games, for the experience. Everyone. Studio and radio audience, I apologize.
Self-referential. I feel like you do it. You play to play. You don't play to watch. You don't watch just to watch.
Yeah.
You know, you watch to see if something's good so you can go and get it.
Right.
And if it's bad, you don't want to spend your money there. You want to spend your money somewhere else.
And speaking of what's good. What's good in 2013, I actually recently picked up Remember Me.
Yeah, that's by a French studio, right?
Yes. Very Frenchy, by the way, because it takes place in Neo-Paris. Oh, funny.
Nice. There.
But anyway, I really like – okay, so in my brain, I have a pendulum for what I'm interested in at the time. It swings between fantasy and then back to sci-fi. The other day, I watched Blade Runner. Guess where it is now?
Oh, it's on, obviously, China sci-fi.
Yeah, so you're catching on.
Yeah.
And, you know, France isn't that far from China, so I failed world geometry.
Okay, yeah. No, I can tell. Go ahead.
So anyway, I wanted a new cyberpunk type thing, and this was on sale on thanks, Gabe. It's always your fault.
Yeah.
On the winter sale or Christmas sale or whatever they're calling it.
That's still going on, by the way.
The holiday sale. Something.
That's still going on, I think.
The Gabe takes all your money
for another, like, 8 days.
Yeah. So get on that. Some good stuff.
Get your snow globes.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
Your trading cards.
Yeah. So, I picked up that. It's a really fun game. Basically, it's a future where you can have memories implanted in you, and that's kind of like a deal that people do. And then you have your memory saved. And so, like, when you go crazy and old, your memory still exists.
So it's like Johnny Mnemonic, but good.
Yeah, exactly. But good.
Less Keanu Reeves.
And, I mean, of course, there's the big corporation because we're talking a cyberpunk thing. So the corporations are evil, blah, blah, et cetera. And you're – What do they call you? You're like a memory modifier.
Like a runner or something.
You would go in, and most people who do this job can steal memories.
Right.
Because like you have these big jet port thingies on the back of your head that are like holographic.
Like every cyberpunk
movie. Yeah. I mean, they're like holographics. This hologram that follows you around. And like basically people can hack it and steal your memories and get information that way and stuff and resell it, you know, on the black market. So that's what they do. But your character was special because she can go in and manipulate memories, which is a really special talent and really fun game aspect. Whenever you go into one of these situations where you're hacking this person's brain and you watch a memory happen and you're – like, there's one at the very beginning. This isn't a spoiler. This assassin's trying to kill you, and you immediately try to jack her brain, and she goes into this memory, and there's memory glitches where maybe the person didn't remember all the details and stuff, and you can change very little things that change the outcome of the memory.
Oh, okay.
So it's very cool, very fun gameplay.
So
very cyberpunky.
Was it the entire – because we were talking during the break, and we were saying we don't want to have, like, this is my favorite game, this is not my favorite game. Though we may say that this is our favorite game, but this isn't any particular location on your top.
I don't
10,
know, like,
top 15, top whatever.
I picked it up 2 days ago. I've been playing it a lot though.
It's just the most recent game.
That might be my most fresh in my mind. Yeah.
So was it the overall gameplay so far, like the overall everything, the whole package, or is there something that just sticks out that you're saying, you know what, I want to see this more in future games?
Okay, well, like I said, I picked this up because I wanted a cyberpunk game. Guess what? It's a cyberpunk game. Awesome. You're going to get that. So that's good. It's very pretty. So that's I like things that are pretty. Since I stopped playing MUDs, yeah. I like pretty graphics now.
That's good.
And I mean, it's fun. It's like a beat-em-up type game, which I like. So
it's third person, right?
Yeah, it's third person. Kind of like the Batman games where you run around this, like, the big groups of people and you beat them all
up. Third person action adventure, yeah. With cyberpunk themes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fun. Cool. The controls are a little weird because the camera isn't – I mean, you can control it a bit, but it's kind of preset where it goes. And like if you're pressing like W, for instance, that's not always going to be forward because the camera's going to change and that might be left.
Oh, okay. So it's got like tank control, sort of like Resident Evil sometimes.
Yeah, kind of like Resident Evil. Like, it all changes based on perspective. You get used to it and then your brain starts automatically doing it. But it's like at first you're like, what is this? Why didn't you just make this a first or third person shooter type thing? It's very linear. If you don't like linear gameplay, you're not going to like this. I can't do open world though. So I will never finish a game.
So
if
you
it's open
you
world.
Want you want the
story is great.
You want the story.
I like story. Okay. And if you want me to listen to your story, you have to railroad me through it. Okay. Literally happened to me in Skyrim. Fun game, whatever. I'm never going to beat it. I'll be honest. I'll say that right now.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd be like, Dragonborn, you need to go see the Greybeards. I'm like, okay, I'm the Dragonborn, I guess. And I'm like, going to see the Greybeards. Ooh, look, a squirrel.
There were no walls. That's the problem.
Go anywhere.
There were walls. There were mountains.
Yeah, there were mountains. But I can climb that mountain. Right. And I'm like, I'm going to climb this mountain for the next 2 hours.
And you did it. And on the other side, there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing. And then the Greybeards are still waiting, like, man, I hope this guy actually shows up.
Yeah, worst Dragonborn in the last millennium.
Yeah. So I like that linear gameplay. If you're trying to tell me a story, that's good. But I also like open world, like Just Cause 2. I like that because, I mean, I just jump in it and I fly around and have fun.
Interesting. You should bring that up. Just Cause 2 actually just had their multiplayer component released on Steam for free. So you, along with like hundreds of other...
Can run around for no reason. Just Cause!
It's awesome. I mean, there's races and there's a ton of stuff. So if you own Just Cause 2 for the PC... You can download through Steam Just Cause 2 multiplayer.
Again, never beat the actual storyline.
The story is it's crazy. It's beyond ridiculous.
So it's
supposed to be like, hey, you're playing an action adventure game in North Korea. That's really the equivalent of what the story is. And everyone in the story realizes it's crazy. And it's like it doesn't take itself too seriously. I can appreciate that, but again, I've never beaten it either. So
yeah. Oh well, that's nice. I'm not the only one. So Matt, you name a good game of 2013.
I'm gonna avoid the obvious ones for a minute, and instead
Island Adventure.
No, I'm gonna go ahead and say Gone Home.
Gone Home. I have not played that.
Gone Home is not. It's a game, and again, people on the radio, like people that are listening, are like that indie. Person, how dare he do that?
What did this indie person do, Matt?
Gone Home is a really awesome experience, and we're all about experiences here on Experience
Points. That's what we do. We experience and get points.
It's a game set in the 90s.
Hey, how many times have we plugged ourselves?
You are this is the last show of the year. We gotta
last show of the year, people.
Gotta do as much as we can.
Are you as pumped as I am? You should be.
They aren't.
Well, they are.
Okay.
They will be once they realize you don't hear Red Bear till next season.
Write a letter into Experience Points to tell us how pumped you are.
Address it to Red Bear because Matt doesn't care.
I don't.
Red Bear cares about you.
It's a game set in the 90s, mid-90s, and you take the – you're playing as
– Mid-90s. I liked the mid-90s.
It was a really good time, and they make full use of it. Because if you grew up in the 90s, you recognize the binders from the 90s. You recognize the Trapper Keepers.
Trapper Keepers.
You recognize the Trapper Keepers.
You recognize the
locker stickers. You recognize
the zines. I want to play this game just for nostalgia.
You recognize
now.
The zines.
Is this like not the 1990s simulator?
No. It's really, really good. You're playing an older sister or the oldest daughter of this family. Your family has moved away. You are going to their new house. So they moved while you were studying abroad, just doing stuff abroad. You come home.
I studied abroad.
You come home, and they're not home. So you have to – and they didn't give you a key. You don't really know what's going on, and you have to uncover what happened. So you open drawers, and you look at notes, and you experience this completely different
Sounding
house.
Very indie.
It is, but it's totally worth it. And throughout the entire game, if you really, I spent maybe like 2 hours going through every nook and cranny before I finally beat, and I'm using air quotes, beat the game, because you could beat the game in like 15 seconds. It's really, really easy to just finish the game. Yeah. But I found most, I haven't unlocked all the achievements to this game, and it was just such a really good experience. It was a wholesome, build upon itself experience. I really enjoyed it, and I recommend, you know, if it's still for sale in the holiday sale, go and get it, because it's definitely worth you know what, the game's worth way more than they're selling it for. And
that's always fun.
And I feel like even if you don't particularly like the game, you should pay money for it so that they make more games, so that the company makes more games. Because I think it was like five people that made the game. It was the Fulbright company. But yeah, Gone Home, that is one of my favorite games this year. Very, very good. What's another one of yours?
I'm going with Stanley Parable. Speaking of games you can't beat in 15 seconds.
Yeah, Stanley Parable is an impossible game to me.
Ever.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll spend the rest of your life in the Stanley Parable.
It's
maybe you are living the Stanley Parable.
This is actually one of my favorites, too.
Oh, man. It's so good. Basically, you play Stanley.
You don't really play Stanley, though. I mean... Do you?
Are you Stanley?
Are we Stanley or are we not Stanley?
It's a very meta game, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I may be Stanley. I mean, like, dude, the narrator at the beginning is, like, describing this guy's job. He's like, sits at a desk. Then orders come in to press keys on the keyboard. He presses the
keys.
Like,
that's what I do.
Like, my God, it's me.
You look behind you. You're like, is there a camera behind me?
What's that boom mic doing in my room?
A booming voice. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you play this guy or not play this guy. You may be the player that may be known. I don't know. It's
very
meta.
Very meta game.
And anyway, and it goes through, and the game is all about choice. And do you have a choice? Is choice an illusion?
Yeah.
What's this narrator's deal?
The really cool thing is you're like an office worker, and
you're trying to get to a meeting.
You're ordered around.
Oh, actually, you're trying to figure out where everyone went.
You're ordered around, and then there's a room with two doors, and he took the right door or the left door.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The narrator's telling the story, because this is supposed to be
just a linear
show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be like the narrator telling someone what happened, and they're watching this. So, and you are the character, or controlling the character,
right.
Or meta.
Or just watching what the
just
narrator
be
says.
Meta. Be as meta as you can when playing this.
Philosophy. Yeah. Real philosophical game.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and then, like, you know, so the narrator says, well, Stanley took the right door.
So then...
Well, you're a player, though.
Yeah.
There's two doors.
You could
do
go
you do
into
what the narrator says?
You could do nothing.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to do anything.
There's two or three choices for everything.
You are a human being, and no one has a gun to your head telling you to take the right door.
Right. So you take the left door.
Unless someone actually has a gun to your head telling you the right door.
I think
take the right door.
The coolest thing about this is that there are some points in this game, and I haven't played but like 3 or 4 hours of the game. There are some points. I imagine there's a much more. There's a point in the game where... I actually became sort of uncomfortable playing it.
I guarantee you, if you have any intellect about you and you can comprehend what's happening.
You're the smartest person in the world.
I mean, if you have any intellect and you're realizing, like, and you're taking and thinking about this game, you're going to become uncomfortable at some point.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make you start thinking about your life.
It's like
everything.
It's morality. I feel like there's morality, and the game resets frequently. Like, if you're one of those people that can't handle doing the same, at least the first 15.
Doesn't, Matt.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe
the narrator may start over.
There's one section in there that's like 15 seconds worth of gameplay. And it's the same 15 seconds, and you play that one walkthrough many times. I feel like it'll probably be one of the best games of this year and next year, in my opinion.
I love it.
Because it was an open source engine.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great game.
Well, not really open source. It was
not open source, though. It's closed source. It's not free, is it?
No, I
paid money for it.
It's not
don't
free
tell
now.
Me it's free.
I want to say a while back, the demo.
Oh, the demo was free.
Yeah.
Buy this game. It's not expensive even. Just buy it. It's fun. It's great game. So, Matt, let's go up with another one.
I'm actually going to go over a few bad ones. We've been going over some good
ones. We've been too good and happy.
These are some bad ones. I'm going to leave the worst one of 2013
for
you. I'm going to leave the worst one for you.
I got it.
I'm going to go through these and just list them off and describe just a little bit so you can get to the really bad one.
Okay, list these off.
SimCity. The SimCity remake, or the next version of SimCity, came out to horrible authentication server failure, and there's no reason for SimCity to be online. There's no multiplayer capabilities in it. So
what's the deal? Everyone wants their stuff authenticated online all the time.
They want it continuously,
now.
Yeah.
People. I grew up in Livingston Parish. We didn't have internet, but maybe every 15 minutes.
I don't feel that it's
wrong.
Every
time the wind blew.
I don't feel that it's wrong, and I feel that I would be fine if internet and if network was where they want it to be for this to work.
If I had Google Fiber ran directly to my house and everywhere else, maybe not a problem.
I feel like that
if
would
I lived
be,
at Google campus, probably not a problem.
I agree. But it's not, so that was really bad. Final Fantasy All the Bravest, it sort of like took this weird it took like a Mugen type, like a characters, hundreds of characters, throw all the characters in. So it took all these characters from the Final Fantasy universe and just had them
just
go,
them all
had them go and fight, you know, not like Mugen style, but had them battle it out in this game world. And it just didn't work.
I mean, don't worry. They'll probably go back and make a Final Fantasy All the Bravest 2.
Realm Reborn. Dead Island Riptide. Horrible game.
It
was trying to be Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
But there's no connectivity.
Yeah,
there's I don't feel I don't
I
feel connected.
So good.
I don't feel connected to any of the characters in the game.
This is a great example of what happened when I was in high school with the Battlefield and all that. All these World War II shooters came out.
Yeah.
I feel that's what has happened recently. Well,
with modern or future war.
Yeah. Well, no, not even. Well, I mean, over the past couple of years, there's been a lot of zombie explosion games. Like,
yes.
Zombie games, starting with Left 4 Dead, I really feel like was what lit the candle on
yep.
that. And it's like, well, this era, while we have a ton of zombie games, Left 4 Dead's still one of my favorites.
Left 4 Dead, DayZ mod is still better than DayZ.
Yeah.
The War Z. War Z, which whatever it's named to now, because it's not called War Z,
yeah.
It was horrible. It was too buggy and just bad. And Dead Island Riptide.
Like, yeah. I mean, it just didn't feel, I don't know.
I feel like Dead Island Riptide, you know, there's a reason that it's $6, and that is the normal price for this game. And it came out this year.
That's your first clue.
It's cheap because it's probably just not that good. Another one, and it's a good and a bad.
Not saying
game.
All cheap games are bad, by the way.
No, but whenever you have a big production company,
when it's a AAA title,
right, or supposed to be,
yeah, and it comes out as $6.
Whenever you see, it's like the direct to DVD
movie. I was
movie.
About to say that.
It's
oh
if you watch a movie and it's in theaters, and then you see another movie and it's almost the exact same thing, but it didn't go to theaters and it's only $5, probably don't waste your time. That's how I feel
Pro
with Dead
tip.
Island Riptide. A good and a bad one, Battlefield 4.
Good and bad.
Can
we do that in this list?
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
I
bad.
Like Battlefield
so
4
it's on the line.
Now. But
you now
but,
like it.
But yeah, now.
But it was bad before.
Yeah, okay. It came out in November, I believe, early November. It had so many problems. It was trying to rush to get out with Call of Duty Ghosts. And I feel like, you know what, you just shouldn't.
They rushed it out.
You just
yeah,
shouldn't.
That's how I feel about, like, Windows Vista back in the day.
Yeah, they were trying to compete.
Like, Mac OS X was having their new release. So like, well, we have to release with them.
Right.
And it just turned
get
out
get all the Longhorn stuff together. Throw it out
throw
there.
It
call
out
it Vista.
There. Longhorn's dead. Yeah, right. We're just going with Vista.
It's
which makes me sad because Longhorn, by the way, if you look back, it is not Vista. Longhorn had a lot of really good ideas.
You realize that whenever Vista was tanking, they came out and they said, here, this is Windows Vista and this is Windows, another operating system. And they played this Windows Longhorn. They called it Longhorn.
Yeah.
And it
no,
was the
Longhorn
same.
Was
it was like Vista Service Pack 1. They dubbed it Longhorn
yeah.
so that people wouldn't hear Vista
I see.
And
no,
hear
but
the
Longhorn,
wrong thing.
Okay, so quick sidebar here. Longhorn was the original codename production. And it was completely different from Vista. It was going to be amazing. It was going to revolutionize computing. And it just kind of never – it was this huge undertaking, and it never came to fruition.
Yep.
And now we have Windows 8.1.
Well, I'm not so unhappy with it. What is
I need to try. I haven't tried 8.1. I'll be honest.
What is the number one worst game?
Oh, man. This game – I've been trying to
play
for a while.
Worst software title.
I'm sure a lot of you have been trying to play this game. It's a great simulator for how government works, I'm going to say.
What is it?
That would be healthcare.gov.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I have tried – I can't even get to authenticate. I have load problems.
The servers and
the
website.
The server's always crashing.
Yeah.
I don't even think the load's that heavy.
No.
So
– because people can't get in to use it.
I don't know. That's my worst
That
game.
Was our little joke for the night. That was our joke for 2013. All right,
yeah,
goodbye.
Joke.
Everybody. Yay.
Yay. Good show,
good
guys.
Show,
good
everyone.
Show.
Let's go ahead and run through the a few of the big ones because we don't need to really describe much because these are like super mega AAA. Probably at least two of these, maybe some of the best games that have come out ever.
Ever.
And I'm going to go ahead and say Tomb Raider, Grand Theft Auto 5, and BioShock Infinite.
Okay. Yeah, all three AAA titles, all three very good. You heard I talked a few shows back about Tomb Raider. I thought it had a couple issues, but overall, good game.
They're re-releasing it for Xbox One and PS4. It's called the Definitive Edition. It's essentially going to allow you to play on...
We adapted it to work in this architecture edition.
Well, they're going to put all of the effects on ultra high, so pretty much how we
how PC players
play it.
Oh, by the way, I finally downloaded the GeForce Experience. Holy crap, that's amazing.
Yeah, GeForce Experience really revolutionized...
If you have an NVIDIA card, get it.
If you have... Let's put it this way. If you have a 700 series card...
600.
Or 600 or 700.
I got a 680.
You are living it. You don't need a Titan. I mean, if you have one, good, but...
Yeah. Oh, no, I was this close to buying a Titan when I got my 680, but I just couldn't justify the extra $400.
Yeah, I mean, there's no... It's one of those things where do you buy a top-of-the-line Mac right now? Do you buy a top-of-the-line Mac?
Or buy last year's model.
Right now, or do you buy last year's model, and it can do everything you need it to do this year, next year, and the next year. Right. Or you can spend tons of money... And you'll have two more years.
Right.
I feel, you know, the used or the older is fine.
I mean, of course, if you buy a Titan, you can tell everyone, well...
I have a Titan.
Me and Gil, MG, you have a Titan. We'll be like...
Yep. You have a lot of money to spend. Tomb Raider had its issues. Grand Theft Auto 5 had its issues for multiplayer.
Okay, so by the way, software has issues, people.
Past the online issues, though, Grand Theft Auto 5,
they didn't have that
fantastic.
Many. You're right. Yeah, it was a great game. Really enjoyed that.
BioShock
Infinite. And that was my first Grand Theft Auto I played since GTA 1.
You know what? I'll say this. I think, because I went back and I downloaded
all the
Grand Theft Autos.
Turns out it's not top-down anymore.
No, it's not.
Blew my mind.
I went back and I played all the Grand Theft Autos with the purpose of doing a Let's Play All the Grand Theft Autos review. But it's hard. It's hard to play all the Grand Theft Autos because gaming has come such a long way. I feel like it's just really difficult to go and take a step back sometimes.
Well, it's really difficult for me to play Deus Ex, the first one.
Yeah.
It's a great game, but it's just so difficult because we've come so far.
We have so many other games to distract you.
We've come so far since this. You can tell, like, you load it up, and, like, the key bindings, you don't even know, like, I was so lost. I had to look up the key bindings.
Yeah,
because we've
like
optimized.
You need to buy a Z-board specific for the
for
game.
That, yeah. Well, I mean, but, like, we've just through trial and years of programming and making games, we figured out WASD works really good for running
around.
Right,
yeah, and they didn't have that for the longest time, so I know exactly what you mean. That's sort of how I feel about the original Tomb Raider. So like, I was going to do the same thing with Tomb Raider to come back and say, oh, here's all the – because I'm a big Tomb Raider fan.
Yeah, don't lie. You're going to try to get Lara Croft in the corner so the camera messed
that's
up.
Right.
That's
right.
What
I got
doing.
The little L1, R1 trip
yeah,
when she
were.
Goes the split when she –
You
anyway,
dog you.
Yeah. BioShock Infinite, fantastic.
Beautiful game.
Fantastic
Beautiful.
Compared to the
get
original
Get a graphics
BioShock.
Card. Get a Titan, play it.
Yep. Or just a 760.
Yeah, Titan, play it.
I mean, it'd be $200.
Yeah. $1,000.
I'm going to go with my last game. Again, The Last of Us. I don't think either of us have really played The Last of Us.
I haven't played The Last of
Us. But I've seen enough of it to say that I'm probably going to get it.
I want to mention Antichamber. That was a fun game.
Oh, yeah. And that's cheap, too. You can
get
that for
real
almost
cheap.
Nothing.
And by the way, your mind will be blown.
It's,
you don't even know what's happening.
It's like a fourth dimension. Well, not a fourth dimensional.
It's like...
I guess
it's all the same lines as Stanley Parable, kind of.
Yeah,
and the like messing with your head.
You just explore.
Yeah, you just
it's
run around.
At its core, it's a puzzle game, but it's a puzzle game that isn't a very conventional puzzle game.
Right. I mean, trust us on that one. It's cheap on Steam. Buy it.
I will get Last of Us if I don't magically get it for Christmas. I can't imagine anyone loves me that much. So
not me.
I did get, and this is actually going to be the last one that I talk about. I did get Beyond Two Souls.
Did you?
And that. That immediately might be the prettiest game I've played.
There are some pretty games, man.
This is
from my days in MUDs. There's some pretty games.
This is photorealistic. This is Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe.
I'll have to see it.
This is very, very good, and it's not a game that you have a ton of control over. In that, you know, you can't run around and jump over.
I'll
things.
Get a story.
It is all story all the time, and it's a type of game where I think I would let people borrow my PS3, my friends borrow the PS3 and borrow the game and play it. And
oh, so quick sidebar. I discovered there's a PS3 with a sliding top.
Yes.
Didn't know that. Blew
the new
mind.
One, the new model.
Weird.
The PS3 Super Slim?
I don't know. I saw one the other day. I'm like, what?
But that is my last good game. What is yours?
My last good game? Oh, man.
I know you've been playing Injustice.
I have been playing Injustice. I'll go with Injustice. That's a good suggestion from Matt. Great game. If you like superheroes and you like fighters, then There you go. Yeah. Superhero fighter. So want to be Superman? Want to beat up Batman? Go for it.
We ignored a lot. We ignore like handhelds. Like you've been playing Pokemon XY.
Best Pokemon that I played, but I've only played like.
I mean, it's the newest. It's next to Pokemon Snap. It is the newest type of the newest change in the genre.
XY is the new one since out. They're great, and Mario Kart 7 is great also.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, if you like Mario Kart Wii, pick up Mario Kart 7. It has a lot of levels from different games in the past. Fun game.
I will say I don't think the Wii U's doing so good.
I don't know why I would get a Wii U yet.
You don't have kids. You don't have kids.
I don't have kids. Well, I have a Wii, and I don't see the point in getting a Wii U.
Well, I realize that. What have you ever done on the Wii that is multiplayer? Like that is multiplayer online.
Oh no,
nothing ever.
That's not why you have a Wii.
Okay. Just saying, because they were trying to. I was doing recently.
Is that what the Wii U's about? Is online stuff?
No, not necessarily. Oh, I was okay. doing a mini cast on the generation comparisons, what to buy, and my thing is don't buy any of them right now. Don't buy a PS4.
Buy a PC.
Don't buy a PS4. Don't buy an Xbox. Don't buy a Wii U.
Buy a PC.
Game with what you have and wait until the exclusives. Exclusives aren't really a thing anymore. There are a few, but most games are sort of just they're out. Yeah, Titanfall, Destiny, I think is still exclusive. Uncharted,
yeah, that was probably gonna stay exclusive.
Uncharted Bungie, is exclusive. Please. You know, if a Crash Bandicoot games comes out,
oh my god, I'd be so happy.
I know.
I'll
right?
buy a PS4. Say enough. Crash Bandicoot comes out. PS4.
I'll do it this way. If they create a Star Fox game, that's worth it.
You'll buy a
that
Wii
makes use of second screen using the gamepad for the Wii U. I think that would get me. If they can make StarCraft, if they can make Star Fox, if they can make a Zelda that's not just a remake of the Zelda. the greatest Zelda game of this year was Link Between Worlds on the handheld on 3DS,
yeah.
Which I haven't played, but I hear it's fantastic because
I haven't played it yet. Everyone seems to love
Link
it,
to the Past is my favorite Zelda game.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite game of that genre, period.
Probably.
So, I don't know. So just our list again. We had Tomb Raider, Grand Theft Auto V, Gone Home, The Stanley Parable, Antichamber, Bioshock Infinite, Injustice Gods Among Us, Remember Me, Last of Us, Battlefield 4, which is bad and good, and Beyond Two Souls. Did I leave any out?
I think
we got all of it out there.
Solitaire. That's always a classic.
Yep.
2013. Simulator 2013. Left that one out.
That was our best and worst
best
of 2013. If you don't agree, that's fine. Go ahead and comment online.
You have the right to be wrong.
Or submit it on the facebook.com/experiencepoints page. What's the website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We can go ahead and look at all the stuff there. I think we've given away Lost Planet 2 to the only person. It was James Leisure. Who is going to be up there. He asked for it. Now he's got it.
That's all you gotta do, people.
Enjoy your solitary.
Ask you shall receive.
We're probably gonna put all of the games remaining in a big giant post, and you're just gonna ask for what you want, and then you have to battle it out.
Battle Royale.
That was the
video games.
Oh,
it's a pun on Hunger Games. I'm trying, people.
I'm glad you explained that too, because I didn't get.
No one would have got it. It's Hunger Games. Ha ha, funny. I'm a genius.
I had Hunger Games explained to me because I haven't seen the movies.
I haven't read the books.
I haven't read the books.
Okay.
And my girlfriend has read the books, and she's watched both of those.
I'm assuming the first book's better than the first movie.
Well, she said that they follow it roughly mostly the same, but she finished the entire series, and she's like, I'm so depressed at the end. I'm not going to give anything away, but she's like, I just don't know how they're going to do the third movie. Like, there's so
second
much.
Second movie was great, by the way. I'm not reading the books. I didn't like the first movie. The second movie, oh, my God, awesome.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to watch them. I didn't want to wait. To see the third one, I wanted to watch all of them at once. So, anyway, we are out of time. But go ahead and check us out. Last show of the year.
Hope you enjoyed it.
This is actually starting season 5. It'll start season 5.
So I am on my second season show.
You are a regular.
Wow, I am now a regular bear.
You got to watch out for like what was it season 4 when they kicked Wesley Crusher off the show? Is that when Will Wheaton left?
Oh, when he left? Yeah.
When he went to Star Command or whatever. Star Trek Star Command.
He went to college basically.
Yeah. Anyway, we are out, but go ahead and check us out online. Bear promised. He New Year's resolution this. He is going to get content.
It will be content.
We will have a lot of podcasts coming.
I'll probably do some video stuff because I have bear hands. You ever try to work a keyboard bear claws?
You need to get like a bigger keyboard.
Maybe. Specialty for bears.
We said we're going to have podcasts. That didn't happen, so we got minicasts in the last part of the year.
Again,
that's
2014 is going to be awesome,
that's
people.
That's fine. We've got camera equipment now. We've got the hardware. We're ready to do it.
We got the talent.
We found the talent.
It's right here.
It's all right here.
All here.
We will see right you in 2014. Until then.
In the future.
You'll see us. Well,
see you.
You'll hear us.
Well, soon, I'm pretty sure. Technology, bro?
Maybe.
We'll probably be able to see the listeners, and they'll see us, and it'll be different times. It'll be blowing your mind.
You'll certainly hear us. We may also hear you. But until then, we're going to leave you with a lot of power. We're going to leave you with Power
All
Love.
Power.
Power Love by I Fight Dragons. And we're going to leave you with Power User by MC Frontalot. We will catch you in 2014. From Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU, I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear. Have a Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas. Yeah, we like never say that. Have a Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas.
If you're Jewish,
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, get out and get you some this holiday season.
All that stuff. Remember what it's about. It's about Duck Dynasty.
We're out.
Of course, we don't need that much power.